everybody, welcome to episode 126 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
And I am just as shocked as everyone here that he said the correct episode number without missing a beat.
That's right. I don't mess around when it comes to Game Over Nation.
Except every other week when we don't know what episode it is.
Serious business here.
Serious.
Also with us this week is Gabe Philbin.
I don't have anything cool to say.
Oh, and Dylan Roush.
Toot, toot. That was my set.
That was the hype train.
Is that the noise that my microphone makes?
Oh,
No,
it is definitely the brown note is what we get.
Apparently when we're in Mumble, my microphone just farts.
Yeah,
it's like,
it does.
We were just, everyone's quiet, and then like Dylan and Harris start laughing. I'm like, what was that? I was like, what? What
happened? Yeah, Gabe is farting just fart? On the mic. Like,
no, fart.
It's just a like, really
5 seconds later. Like, it just happened again.
Yeah, everyone can hear it except for Gabe.
Yeah. And it drives me crazy because I want to laugh at it. It's like a...
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
The troubles of my life.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is my life?
Just a bunch of poop jokes.
So what's happened in the last week? It feels like it's been longer than a week since we last recorded.
It does.
What the fuck did we even talk about last week?
Nothing.
I forgot.
Week we talked about the latest person to leave Naughty Dog. That's
funny you mentioned that.
Wait, first off, was Dark Souls already out last week when we started recording?
No. Dark Souls came out on Thursday / Friday.
And by Dark Souls being out, I mean it has been out, but no one in our group would acknowledge it because it wasn't out on PC.
Yeah. Fuck the rest.
So how's it been
Master
going?
Race!
How's Dark Souls been treating you?
It's good.
It's treating me very well. It's treating Gabe poorly.
Which is funny, because Dylan got so angry like the first night. He just quit.
No, Dylan really hates it when he's playing it, but once he's like thought about it and like backed away, he likes it.
When he reflects on it.
I enjoyed conquering the spiders.
And I still haven't conquered.
Getting
the
over my fear. I spent like an hour like asking Gabe. I was like, Gabe, come with me into this cave. And it's like
no, do it yourself.
And there's like all these holes in the wall, and I'm like, no, I know it's down here. I saw the door, and there's like a big spider picture on the door.
Yeah,
but what? What I can definitely say as solid fact is that the bosses in Dark Souls 2 are not nearly as cool as Dark Souls. They're all just kind of like...
Shots fired.
They're just like standard, except Chariot.
They're all just like arena bosses that you can just strafe around and then beat the shit out of them.
It's like... Well, I'm not talking about like the gameplay-wise. Like gameplay-wise. I'm just talking about design. Like, it's like, ooh, it's a giant spider. It's a skeleton.
It's Diablo.
Yay. Yeah. Like, Gaping Dragon in Dark Souls was the hype as shit. Look up Gaping Dragon.
I don't want to.
Do it.
It's
awesome.
So you're saying it's bad and I shouldn't play it.
Yeah.
You better play it.
No, it's good.
He's got the game. He has to play it. I bought you the game on accident.
How do you do that?
Oops.
Because GMG didn't acknowledge GG. My purchase until the day after the game came out, so I didn't think that I had bought it. And so I bought it on Steam, and then they're like, oh yeah, you bought this from us. I was like, what? You guys told me I didn't buy it.
Just JK.
The mysteries of life.
The pitfalls of buying online.
Got punked. Mm-hmm. Where's Ashton Kutcher?
You can't accidentally buy stuff physically.
It's true.
Point physical. Point GameStop.
Mm-hmm. And how?
But seriously, I enjoy it a lot. It's there's some parts that I get really annoyed at, and they're bullshit.
Like the Iron Keep.
The Iron Keep was probably the toughest part of the game for me.
They changed
it looked,
dodging,
it
and
like
I hate
Zelda
it.
It looked like a Zelda dungeon, to be honest.
Dodging used to be
like a,
so great.
It was like
and
a
now
fire.
It
was like a fire-based dungeon.
Stop being bad at it.
Not being bad. It's just different and shitty.
Get good, Nub.
I picked the class that revolves around dodging.
So dodge, fool.
All that
I
all
am
that
and this
affects
still
Gabe
me.
Is your starting stats and weapons. You can go any.
How do I dual wield?
You can
I
go
dual
down
wield.
Any other path.
I want to dual wield.
You can go right.
Can also,
Harris
you can
is
also
desperately
go left.
Crying for Dark Souls help right now.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Dylan immediately just said, get good.
Sorry.
There's your advice.
I'm not supposed to type on while recording.
That's sound advice.
You can type. It's okay.
You can type it.
But other than Dark Souls, I've played a lot of Dark Souls. I'm at like 24 hours, I think. Yep, 24 hours.
Dude, you could have saved LA.
I was about to pick up my PS4 controller and play some Infamous while we were waiting for Javi, and then I remembered that I had work to do. So I was like, oh, I guess I better do that instead.
Sounds so. More fun than
yeah, probably.
Yeah, fuck you, Sucker Punch.
Yeah, I don't think I played much else. I don't think I played anything this week, but I have gotten excited. Well, we made more beer. We did do that.
How'd you do that? Cool. I thought it took months.
Well, we have all the equipment. Now that everything's in bottles, we had all the other equipment available, so we were able to brew it and put it in the first fermenter. The bottles will be done next Tuesday.
Sounds like you already have employees. Della Rosa Beer & Co.
No.
Oh, you're hiring.
Just my friends and I brewing some beer. Actually, and I think we brewed that on Sunday, and I think my buddy just got his equipment in tomorrow, and so we're talking about doing another batch on Wednesday of something he got.
Need someone to design a label?
Yeah, don't worry. I've already thought that through. Your name is... First on every list.
Your name is the
Bobby
label.
Rodriguez.
Not only is Ryan hiring, he's relocating to Seattle.
Mm. Oh, really?
No.
Expert brewage.
I know of someone who has great light-looking skills and can count.
Light-looking?
Light-looking. That's my job description, light-looking.
Light-looking. Mm.
Looking at the lights. The act of looking at lights.
I thought it was your job to appear light. Like, to appear as if you weighed very little.
In that case...
I am
you better fire that fucker.
Light looking. Yeah,
I'm really bad at my job.
You just work out all day.
It doesn't require you to, like, actually weigh little. You just have to look.
Yeah,
like,
you just have to look.
You just
gotta
look little.
Yeah,
so you wear
like
vertical stripes.
Vertical stripes.
Vertical stripes. Short pants.
Yeah.
What?
Pants that don't go all the way down your leg. So it looks like, oh my god, I'm outgrowing these pants.
You wear capris.
Oh my god.
That doesn't make
sense. I feel like I'm so tall.
You carry enough balloons around so that you kind of hover.
What are these?
This ain't up.
Pants for ants?
By that, I mean my very tiny and minuscule ant.
I have a real small car.
He drives a Prius.
What's
this?
The,
sounds
what's
way better
say?
Than my actual job.
Hey, everybody! It's the kid that laughs at everyone.
Let's laugh at him.
So
yeah.
What else were we up to this week?
Night Dog, people are leaving like flies. Oh, wait.
I was
giving like flies.
Oh, I was going to say that.
I was going to say dropping like
flies. As far as games go, I am looking forward to this Mario Golf coming out on Friday. Which
right?
I think we should all get. I think we should definitely throw down on that.
We're buying so many games for multiplayer, and we're not even playing the multiplayer.
But what else? What else did we play for multiplayer? I mean, I know we have plans. I know we have plans
Mind
to buy.
Jack. He's right.
Yeah, But no, I know we have plans for Mario Kart, which I guarantee we'll play multiplayer, and also
Smash Bros.
Smash Brothers will definitely play, and I really want to try this golf game multiplayer.
I'll get this golf game.
Sounds like Nintendo's got this on lockdown.
Yeah.
Haters.
It's almost like you would think that they're, like, winning this console war.
And hell, if we wanted to play Mario Kart multiplayer on 3DS some night, I'd be down.
I have one of those.
Yeah, me too.
You know what Nintendo should do? They should release Gator Golf with King Krule.
King K. Rool.
And the audience is not going to
give away
mouth.
The joke.
What?
You can't say the whole. You can't just say Krule.
I know
it's too obvious.
King Krule is a singer songwriter.
No way.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What do you think K stands for? Carl?
King Krule.
King Carl.
King Rule.
King Kit Kat Rule.
King Kat Rule.
KK Ruler.
Oh, no.
So, Javi.
Yeah?
You went to Video Games Live.
Yeah.
Was it live?
It was live.
Was it video games?
It was.
Sounds like you got your money's worth. Moving on.
I did. So, it was very cool, but I was also like left wanting a bit because I guess because this is they called it level 2, you know. So I'm assuming they avoided playing the same music that they played the first time around, which unfortunately means there was no Mario or Zelda, which I was kind of bummed out about. But they played a pretty awesome Metal Gear thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Metal Gear has awesome music.
It's almost like they knew you were coming.
Did they hit up
any
Halo?
It was great, actually. They played Metal Gear for me. They played a whole thing of specifically Uncharted 2, which is awesome.
That's cool.
And then they put on some Silent Hill, and Rachel was like, ah! So that was good. So, yeah.
What about Psychonauts?
Exactly. Nope, none of that. But Tommy Tallarico's like, a lot of people ask me what the favorite soundtrack what my favorite soundtrack is that I worked on, and that's Earthworm Jim, and then bang, and then it just starts rocking on. Earthworm Jim, fucking
nice.
Whoever was in charge of making the music video that went along with that music,
how the hell did he get swindled into working on G4?
Well, it was before it was G4. It was like Tech TV.
Tech TV. You're right.
So back then,
Tech TV was like, awesome.
Yeah, back then that channel was like an honest like they were. I feel like it was made by people like us for people like us, and then it got
FUBU
purchased and passed around a million times. Yes, by FUBU.
FUBU.
For us, by us.
Oh,
that's a new site name. We're rebooting.
No, FUBU that was Nation. The no. We'd get sued. That was a clothing brand.
Oh
fuck.
How do you not know that?
I was thinking
that
high.
I was born in 93.
Yeah, that's probably why Gabe doesn't. He probably is too young to remember FUBU.
I lived in Asia at that time, too.
I for some reason, I was thinking of How High, and he was wearing BooFu. And he's like, what's yeah. BooFu?
Yeah, that was a joke.
Buy us,
FUBU.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I remember that. Ben Franklin was really into smoking pot and black women.
Smoked black women?
Well, no, he was into smoking pot, and also he was into black women. He was not into smoking pot and black women.
That's a better representation than Assassin's Creed 3.
Probably. Yeah, Ben Franklin was a cool-ass motherfucker in How High.
Everyone was, Gabe. It was like, hey, this guy's part
of
history.
I didn't play
that
game. It looked like fucking garbage.
This guy's part of history, so the main character is going to associate with him.
Where's Amerigo Vespucci? I want to play as that guy. He was in the Creed.
Off getting shit named after him for no reason.
Like, I came here once. This is my land.
Yeah. I did it.
But yeah, VG Live was very neat, and I would go again.
Do you know when they're coming back?
Probably next year. I think they come every year.
Shit.
They're coming live.
Yep. They're coming to Salt Lake City if you want to go.
We'll do it live.
Who am I going to go with?
Fuck if I know. Fucking Trin. Sam would go.
Sam is a married man now. He doesn't have time.
Bring Eliza.
That's true. Except for he's not. But it's also true.
How is he not?
Is he married? Is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sam is married.
Sam and Eliza got married.
Oh, nobody told me.
We did.
Fuck you. You don't even know him.
I know him. I played Left 4 Dead with the guy a few times.
I went to their wedding. I ate all their wine. I mean, food, and I drank all
their wine.
I drank all their wine and champagne. I drank a whole bottle to myself.
That's cruel.
K-Rule. So as we were saying, maybe plus or minus 5 minutes ago, more folks left Naughty Dog over the past week. I think this marks the third or fourth week in a row that we've talked about this happening.
Yep.
I'm telling you, there's something going on there. They may deny it all they want, but four people leaving in as many weeks, it's really fucking weird.
So this time around, it's Michael Noland, who's the lead character artist.
Is it everyone involved with Uncharted, right? And no one involved with Last of Us?
Today's guy was in charge of Last of Us.
Okay. Yeah, he's worked there for 3 years, and two of those years were for Last of Us.
Okay, I was just wondering, I was like, maybe like there's like some horrible project manager over Uncharted.
Well, this like kind of thing happens with game development where like staff will either be like let go or they'll go to another project after a game's done. And it might just be because it's Naughty Dog that we're hearing about this, but it's also really high up people at Naughty Dog.
It's also in quick succession.
It's not like Programmer X or Dude Bro Y. It's, you know, it's Amy Penne.
Penne. Amy Pasta.
Amy Pasta, yeah.
But I think I talked with Javi about this briefly when we were out at Portage Bay, which is still the shit.
Mm-hmm. Shut up!
It's like, well, this is what Naughty Dog's got going on that we know of right now. It's like, oh, another Uncharted game and a remake of The Last of Us. Man, those are exciting works. It's like, I just don't think Naughty Dog wants to do another Uncharted game. I feel like Sony...
I don't think that's
a big enough
reason for people to just start quitting.
Yeah.
I think that something's...
There might be something else.
That's what I'm saying. You don't like a project doesn't mean you give up your paycheck.
And I wouldn't doubt... Like, we saw... What is it? Is it Riot? No, not Riot. Who did Bioshock? Irrational, yeah.
There you go.
Irrelevant,
yeah.
You mean?
We saw irrelevant games sell a million copies and it didn't matter. So, who knows if Naughty Dog, even with all their success, is making enough money to like justify the amount of money that those games cost.
Well,
so maybe they're cutting back. Maybe they're going to these high-level people who clearly have huge, huge salaries, and maybe they're offering them like
a good severance package. Yeah,
yeah, like asking them to leave because it's too expensive. I don't know. That's possible.
Yeah, I could follow that actually, because with how well Uncharted did and Last of Us, it's still only on one console.
Exactly.
They're firing everybody to make enough money. To save enough money to hire Marty O'Donnell to do their next soundtrack.
Yeah, bring on Marty O'Donnell. Yeah, I totally forgot to bring that up last week, that Marty O'Donnell got fired.
Yeah.
He tweeted he got fired for no reason. But
who?
He's a Marty
O'Donnell.
He's
the guy who did all the Halo music.
At Bungie. He's one of the few, like, on-site composers in the video game.
Yeah,
who
was he
fired at
for?
Bungie? Because there was two Bungie composers that did the music for Halo and did all the music.
Marty O'Donnell got fired from Bungie.
When was that? Today?
Last week.
Like, last week, yeah.
I forgot
He
to
may have
it.
Been on stage last night at Video Games Live. There was two guys. They've been best friends forever. They did all the music for Halo and Destiny. They're still doing Destiny music.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, is that... Like, yeah, I wonder if he just... I mean, he got fired from Bungie, but so he's clearly not doing music for Destiny anymore.
Yeah, so was there a third guy, or was he one of the two that were on stage yet last
week? Who knows? I don't know.
But something I just thought of with all these Naughty Dog departures is, like most of the people that we see leave these big companies nowadays, like go to like indie development. But Amy Penne went to Visceral Games to work on the Star Wars game. What Star Wars game? It's like some it'll probably be like Star Wars 1313 or
that
something.
That got canceled.
I'm saying it'll probably be like Star Wars
1313. Why would they cancel one and then greenlight another one?
I don't know. Everyone was hyped about that game, so why not bring it back? And it's fucking Amy Penne, so...
Because LucasArts is a fucking weird company.
That barely exists anymore. Doesn't exist anymore. LucasArts is gone.
Oh yeah, you're right. Good lord.
But Justin Richmond went to Riot, which is like the biggest video game company, almost.
Is it?
I mean, they have the most popular game in the world.
This is true.
Which is League of Legends, if you didn't know. If you're out of the loop. And then Michael Noland hasn't said where he's going yet, but the voice actor that did the voiceover for the Uncharted 4 teaser also went to Visceral, and he's now writing for that Star Wars game.
I didn't know voice actors, like, were hot. Like, I thought they were just, like, kind of, like, contracted to it.
Well, he was recast, he said.
Oh, okay.
So that was, like, one of the tips of, like, Uncharted's going in a new direction now. Maybe and all of this makes me think that Uncharted just isn't coming out anytime soon.
I don't know. I'm sure that they have something. Like, I'm sure it's pretty far along.
We'll see.
Or all these people will leave it because it's done and they're going to announce it tomorrow and release it next Tuesday.
Old school.
We'll see a trailer at E3 in June, and then we'll see it again in the holidays.
Javi, were you not just listening? It's coming out next Tuesday.
Oh.
God, you guys never listened. Speaking of, just as a funny story, right before we started, I saw an article that said video calls are now free on Xbox One, Windows, and Mac OS. And right after that, Gabe's like turns on his video camera. He's like, "Oh, cool, it's working." And then 5 minutes later, Dylan's like, "Wait, how does that even work? What are you talking about?" I was like, "Were you not listening to the story we just told?" He's like, "Oh, so we told it all again." And then 5 minutes after that, Javi's like, "Wait, how's everyone turning on their video cameras? How do we have video calls?" Like,
because we're busy.
You missed the story twice.
We're talking about a lot of business and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He's got spicy butt. He can't think straight.
Yeah, spicy butt.
Oh. Oh, no.
Love it.
Oh, no.
Ooh, weird. He's been at the veggie restaurant all night.
Hell yeah, veggie grill. How'd you know that?
Because Gabe told us.
How did he know that?
He was creeping on Rachel's tweets. Yeah. He also speculated because she stole all the coupons.
That's true.
She didn't steal. They were free coupons. They didn't steal the coupons. It's like, if one thing is free, that doesn't make 50 of that one thing not free.
That's true. I guess that's true.
Zero times 50 is still zero.
That's true. Gabe's so
stealing that
math
is not.
Like, when you see free samples, that whole platter is yours.
Yeah. Including the plate.
Yeah.
I ate the whole plate. So did you guys hear about this?
Don't talk to me, criminal.
this here landfill in New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
Full of them Atari 2600 cartridges. I can't believe they actually found it.
It's real.
Yeah. That was pretty.
And still, after 3 or 4 years, there's still no angry video game nerd movie about this yet. Why?
Wait, that's what the movie's about?
Yes.
I don't know.
They went to LA and filmed the whole movie about this like 3 years ago, and it's still editing. It's still in post-production.
Wait, yeah. About trying to find the Atari cartridges?
Yeah.
Oh no!
I bet it was going to come out next Tuesday.
They killed the movie because now they've officially found out that it's true. Now that movie is going to be
busted.
That movie is going to be now. Yeah, it's gonna be weird. Yeah.
It's gonna be like watching The Wizard after Super Mario Bros. 3 comes out.
It's gonna be like watching Unsolved Mysteries after we solved them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I just can't get over that they actually found this fucking landfill.
Yeah, that was
That's so stupid.
I can't believe the landfill exists.
Yeah. So how did they pinpoint where they were?
I have no fucking idea.
They held the guy down that buried them. And they tortured
him. They found E.T. and
they said, "Where's E.T.? Where's E.T.?"
Major Nelson gave him a wedgie and like flushed his head in the toilet.
Gave him a swirly and a wedgie. Took his lunch money.
No. Some black magic led them to that.
I think a referee just got hit in the head in this Sharks Kings game.
Oh, so sorry. Is it like the basketball finals right now?
No, it's the playoffs. It's the first round of the playoffs.
It's still the first round, dude.
I have no idea.
But also, I was talking about hockey. Sharks and Kings are hockey teams.
I'm very in tune with
And I also said the ref got hit in the head with a puck, which should have maybe been a tip-off.
See, Ryan, you didn't pay attention to your own story that you just told about how no one listens to what you say.
What are we talking about?
Fuck if I know. I don't listen to what I say either.
We're talking about practice.
And Xbox TV, it got detailed. Remember that Halo TV show that we got
told
about?
I heard
about?
That people are bitching about this. I don't know what...
Of course they are, because it's the internet.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm
what are they bitching about?
I'm genuinely curious what people are upset about. I don't know.
Like, what are they saying? I don't know.
I'm asking. Oh.
I don't know what they're saying.
Inform me.
I know what Xbox said.
What did they say?
The Xbox said that they won't have, like, traditional seasons or timed schedules. I have no idea what that means. But I guess they're above that sort of thing. So, maybe that means they'll release it like Netflix releases their TV shows and just like
right,
all at
that's
once.
Kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I kind of assume. And they said that Halo TV show is still a thing. And Steven Spielberg is the executive producer, which pretty much means nothing. Because executive producer is...
I want you to take a look at the things that Steven Spielberg has produced.
Such as?
No, you have to look for yourself. I don't have to tell you.
Look at him.
I guess spoon feed you.
Why not? Spielberg, executive producer.
I want you to look at some of those on there.
And so they had listed a bunch
Jurassic
of shows
Park
that...
Jurassic Park 3 is on the list.
They listed a bunch of things that he's... that Xbox is, like, planning to release, and it was a bunch of stuff that, like, no one's heard of other than, like, Halo. But they said that there's a possible Fable, Gears of War, Forza, Age of Empires, and State of Decay show.
What the fuck? How can you make an Age of Empires show, you fucking idiots?
Those are all in loose concepts right now, they said. So, I think it's interesting that Xbox is pushing for this angle.
Just watch Rome, you dummies.
Just hose it off.
Just put Gladiator on loop. There's your TV show. Oh, Steven Spielberg was an executive producer for Real Steel, though.
That movie's
awesome. Oh, well, then.
Have you even seen that movie, Hobby?
No, but I've lived it.
You played it, though. And he is an executive producer for Real Steel 2.
What? There's a 2?
There's a 2?
You know that he's the executive producer for the Transformers movies.
Yes.
Yeah. I told you, he puts his name on a lot of shit. Like I said, Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, no. Best. And Terra Nova. That
TV
no.
show.
Oh, my
that?
God.
That show's amazing.
That came on. That show came on when I was in Australia. And my roommate John and I put on the second episode,
so
and we just fucking laughed at it the whole time.
Which one was this? I feel like I watched an episode.
Dinosaurs on a planet.
The people went back in time because their future was doomed, so they decided.
So they went back in time to where the dinosaurs.
But
were because...
they were stupid. They're like, we gotta go back before the dinosaurs went extinct. That way, when they go extinct, it'll wipe out all existence, all evidence of us existing. I'm like. Why don't you just build society fucking earlier and then go to space in like the 1200s?
Or how about if that's your plan, is let's go back in time while the dinosaurs still exist so that it wipes out all proof of our existence, then why not just die at the end of humanity?
Maybe that's why they only had 13 episodes because they were like, wow, we didn't really think this through.
That was like the stupidest concept. I was like, why wouldn't you go back in time to after the meteor so that humans are on Earth way earlier and able to, like, you know, by the time the year 2000 comes around, we're like on fucking Alpha Centauri.
We don't want to create a paradox, but also we don't want to die right now, so we're just going to go back in time and make our kids die in a fiery death. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever.
But if they go, like, back in time and then just keep going back in time to that spot.
Yeah, but they probably already lost all the time travel technology when they went back in time.
Why can't you time machine a time machine?
They said it was like a one-time use or some shit.
Yeah, so put another time machine in that time machine.
Why you guys got me in trouble? You just doomed humanity, you fucking idiots.
Well, yeah, humanity was already
humanity while trying to make it last longer.
Yeah, that's the weird. Yeah, that's the funny thing. Like, humanity is doomed. So let's go back in time to a time where humanity is doomed.
Stupids, why don't you get the jump start, you buttholes?
See, he was also an uncredited executive producer for Shrek.
Classic.
It's the whole ogre.
And Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Steven Spielberg's like an onion.
It's true. He is.
And onions have layers.
He smells terrible and makes you cry.
Why is he an executive producer for Transformers The Ride 3D?
That's at Universal Studios, you dummy.
Yeah, I know, but why is there an executive producer?
James Cameron did the Terminator 2 ride.
He's the executive producer of a ride?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was one of those.
what ride?
you wouldn't have heard of it.
Uh-huh. Why don't you tell me anyway? What is this ride you executive produced?
It's a mustache ride.
Gabe, while we're on the topic of shitty things Steven Spielberg's done,
I was really hoping you were going to say mustache ride.
No, that's for later. He directed Indy 4.
We all know.
That audible 2 seconds of silence you just heard.
That was us remembering.
And Indiana Jones 5.
And Indiana Jones 1.
This is also true.
And Star Wars.
The cast of Indiana Jones 5 so far is Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones.
Part-time.
That man's done so much good work, and all we can think of when we talk about Harrison Ford is
part time. Why didn't they use the good take?
I don't...
The take from the trailers.
You know,
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
All right, so in the original Indy 4 trailer, Shia LaBeouf,
you're a teacher.
Yeah, he asks Indy.
He's like part time.
Yeah, and he says it all like that. Cool, part time, or you know, whatever. But then in the fucking movie, he just goes part time.
I don't remember that.
In the Red Letter Media review, he's like, "Why did they use that take? You know, the worst one." Part time.
Did you know?
Part time.
I wonder if Mac will come back. You know, because he did tell Indy at the end, "I'm gonna be okay."
He's the most complicated character we've ever had in one of these films.
He's a
double agent, but he doesn't know he's a double agent.
He's a double agent who's forgotten. He's forgotten he's a double agent. So when he's with the Russians, he's working for the Americans.
He's with the Americans. He thinks he's working with the Russians.
He is probably the most complicated character they've ever had.
He's like Tony Almeida.
Oh no.
The most complicated character in 24.
God damn it.
Part time.
I'm gonna be okay. They get sucked into a fucking vortex. What?
When's the last time Steven Spielberg directed like a good movie? The Terminal. The Terminal.
You liked AI?
No, I didn't.
I hated AI.
Yeah, Minority Report was okay. I liked that movie.
That was a good one.
You ever see The Terminal? Tom Hanks?
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. Yeah, that really was a really good movie. Yeah,
I came.
I have that on DVD around here, but I did not. I
We're
did
just
going to
let that
thing.
Slide.
I did not do that thing that Javi said.
Did you get that Tom Hanks mustache?
Why?
Part time.
This has been episode 126.
No, we're not done. But Jesus Christ.
Not yet.
Oh, fuck, I forgot to ask for questions again.
Gabe, you have one job.
I was busy today.
When we're all on Facebook chat early in the day and you're like, are you guys going to be ready to record tonight? And we say yes, that's when you should ask.
I said that, and then I went in a van and I moved
down
What's
by the
in river, the van?
What is in the van? Mustache rides?
Yeah, my super van full of mustache rides.
My super van.
See, I want one of those vans for camping. And I want to paint like tigers and wizards and shit on the side.
And wizard
tigers.
Chance
for some real money here.
Wow.
Super van is the worst thing.
More van jive.
Super van is the worst movie.
It's so good.
It's the worst movie.
So bad.
I can't believe I bought that shit on DVD. It's over on my shelf right now. I'm looking at it.
I think we finished it.
Yeah, we did. And there was like 45 minutes of them and just doing a musical number.
And they're super
of bad. Just like them doing like a montage of, I guess, the Van Fest. And just
that's
shows.
Yeah, that's something we should send to Red Letter Media. It's super just bad. Like it's just as good as Miami Connection. No, it's not.
Miami Connection.
I'd rather watch Miami Connection.
Oh, of course.
Because it's got that awesome ninja song. That song is the credit song for Blood Dragon.
I know.
Yeah.
Friends for eternity, friends for infinity, friends forever will be together. Okay. So, next.
Nintendo's launching a year-long Mario Kart 8 marketing campaign.
Oh, no.
Which makes me wonder, why didn't you do something like this just for the Wii U, you know, over the last year that it's been out?
Because they wanted something that will sell that system. Because if you remember, I think one of the highest... Sorry, I burped.
And again.
The Wii. Mario Kart's...
it's like one, the best fucking...
The one that came with the wheel.
Yeah, Mario
was
Kart
Wii. Always sold out.
Yeah.
I think it was like their highest selling game other than
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports or Wii Fit, whatever. Because that shit, everyone bought it on Wii. That moved the system probably more than anything
else. If Mario Kart 8 doesn't move the Wii U, then it's up to us.
It's up to Smash Brothers.
No, Smash Brothers won't move it like Mario Kart
would. If they don't sell, like, this year, with the lineup that they have coming, like Mario Karts and...
Smash Bros.
Smash Brothers.
Bayo.
I can't imagine them doing much better in other years, other than, like, bursts of sales when a new Zelda come out.
Yeah, they need to show that shit. You show what the new hotness is with Zelda.
I imagine at E3 we'll see some stuff that's coming out in the holidays.
For Hyrule Warriors?
What?
No!
Where the fuck is that Metroid hype?
Seriously. Well, the harsh reality, Ryan, is that Metroid will not sell very well. It never
Ryan,
did.
Your Metroid game is right there next to my Mirror's Edge, too.
Uh-huh. Prime 3 out. Sold okay. I feel like Prime 3 sold okay in spite of Nintendo. Like, Nintendo, like, marketed it in the worst way.
It sold because people were dying for a game to come out.
because people like me and Ryan wanted it really bad. But like do you remember the ad for Metroid Prime
3? Yeah, it was we would like the guys in the airport.
Yep, it was a little kid or a teenager in the airport playing it with like a whole family behind him watching him. Like that's not Metroid. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't get a group behind you.
Do you remember the original Metroid Prime commercial?
Oh yeah, it was awesome.
What the fuck?
That chick walking down that dark hallway and like the armor's building itself on top of her. And
what happened? They had awesome commercials for both the N64 and the GameCube.
Yeah.
What happened? They didn't have awesome commercials after. I don't remember the Zelda commercial with the moon and Edge and Christian?
Yes.
The thing is, I feel like at this point, you say a Metroid game won't sell well, but I think they're in the same boat. I think if they can get some consoles in a house with
Mario Kart,
then maybe we'll see another Metroid, because I feel like the loyal Nintendo folks, though not many, they're basically the only ones who own their system. Like, so you might as well sell a game to everyone who owns your system than no games at all.
Not even Nintendo folk. I just looked at what games were out there and what games were coming out. And if you know do what? That, then you're going to buy a Wii U.
Yeah.
Let's all be honest here, though. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You know what actually sold well, even though there wasn't like a lot of hype behind it? Like, I don't remember anyone being like, yeah, when it came out, was the Punch-Out reboot.
For
the Wii.
Which is
I remember there being some pretty good hype for that.
Really?
I didn't hear any.
I felt like a lot of people I knew were like,
yeah, maybe in Texas down with or it. Some bullshit.
I mean,
yeah.
I love Punch Out, but even I don't think it's like a, you know, like a Zelda or a Mario or anything like it. Not
right,
even Metroid.
But it's definitely a nostalgia grab. Like that definitely got a lot of people who probably weren't hardcore into games. People who. Which was the Wii's strength. Like, that was who it was catered to, was people who weren't very involved with games. You would launch a game that everyone played as a kid, it's going to get some traction.
Yeah.
You know,
it was so good.
I was going to say, it's been long enough. You know what they should have marketed that game with?
What?
Mike Tyson.
They're not going down that route.
No. Why? It's been long enough that everyone's forgot about it. Well, kind of.
Nope. No one has forgotten about eating your children, or when he called a reporter a faggot, or when he
wants to stomp on his testicles.
Yeah.
So you or when pain. He said he'll only talk with female reporters if he fornicates with them.
So you should shut up. Unless, you know.
Yeah, and that time he told the other guy to turn off his station because he was going to talk how he wants to talk. I think Mike Tyson is not going to be affiliated.
He's doing a boxing documentary with Evander Holyfield. It's supposed to be really good.
Cool.
He's doing a documentary with Evander Holyfield?
Yeah.
Are they going to talk about the time he bit his ear off?
They already have. They've made up. They're like cordial. It's weird.
I like Mike Tyson.
Bit
I don't give
my
a shit.
Ear off.
He's an American hero.
I think he's a big sweetheart.
He's not.
Used to watch boxing. He's a piece of shit. And was scary, and then he got his.
Javi, he did time for raping a woman. He is not a sweetheart.
That's true. Never mind.
Come on, man.
I used to watch him, and he was intimidating. And then the dream died when Lennox Lewis knocked him out in the first round.
Lennox Lewis. With his lisp.
Oh my god. The most cartoon voice to ever come out of a man like that.
Yep.
I will not talk with female reporters unless I will fornicate with
them. We were talking about how weak kind of the lineup and shit was or whatever. And I'm going to be honest. I don't feel like any of the consoles have a strong lineup coming up right
now. Except for Wii U.
Kind of.
Wii U has the best, I'd say.
I agree with you there. But I don't think any console has a really good lineup coming up right now that we know of. If someone wants to correct me, feel free.
I don't know by exclusives anyway, especially. Like, Nintendo basically has the market on exclusives because they're the only system that can't get the the multi-system games because they don't have a system that can handle them. So, I mean, we've got Destiny, but that's coming out a few places.
Not PC, though.
Right.
That's not even a holiday release, either. That's September.
Right. That comes out this year. Well, I mean, Mario Kart's not a holiday. Yeah. Mario Kart's next month.
Yeah.
Mario Kart's next month. Destiny.
And Smash Brothers is two times, so it's early and then holiday.
I'm only going to count that once, though.
Well...
Well, the Wii U version is the holiday version. So you want to hope that, for them, they're hoping that again, Mario Kart gets the console into homes, and then more people pick up Smash Brothers when it comes out for the Wii U. But there's already so many. Games. Yeah, I know. There's already so many 3DSs out there. And let's not forget Mario Golf on Friday. So. Mm-hmm.
What?
But honestly, what about the other consoles? What do we have? Watch Dogs?
Yeah, Orange, that the Order or whatever.
No, the Order looked boring as fuck when they finally did it.
Hey, Child of Light comes out this Wednesday.
What's that?
It's the first game made with that Rayman Legends engine that isn't Rayman, and it's made by the Far Cry 3 team, and it looks fucking amazing. Like everybody's like jaw dropped because it's basically
it looks really good, but then they played it and they're like, meh.
Really?
Yeah. All of the reviews I've seen are like, this game's okay.
Really? Yeah. The IGN review is delayed because they're so in love with it that they want to play it more, like even more, to like get all their thoughts down. All
right, here's the headline for the joystick review. Roses are red, violets are blue, this game is okay.
Really?
Yeah. Polygon said, like, this game is like, I don't know why they... Like said it like this, or just like this game's like 2 inches deep. I don't know why they said it like that, but they did.
Did any of you play Grandia or Grandia 2?
No.
Okay. Is that the
it's an RPG?
Yeah, I remember the game, but I never.
It's on PS1. I might have. I've played a lot of RPGs.
IGN gave it a 9.3. Said the
it was okay.
The fighting system is like the best RPG fighting system since Grandia 2 or some shit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What game is this? Child of Light?
Child of Light. It got a 6.5 from Polygon.
Well, Polygon.
Polygon.
Polygon gave Last of Us like a 7 or something. I don't know.
Let's just scroll down to their like final thoughts.
Our final thoughts.
See,
I finished The Rover's Tale wanting more, wondering what... Out? I'm talking! Wondering what might be below the surface that Ubisoft Montreal is content to only scratch. That's the problem with Child of Light, ultimately. It's a beautiful, familiar trip evoking stories I've heard and places I've imagined before, but it's also ephemeral. Get your $10 words out of here. Less than a day after finishing it, already feel my memories of my time in Lumeria and the characters I met there drifting away. The game looks great. Like, it looks awesome. I might check it out.
Okay, so Polygon gave it a low score, but it's sitting at an 81. Machinima gave it a 90. Like, it's.
Okay, it was just like everything.
I'm gonna go ahead and think it's a good game.
Everything on Twitter that I saw today was just like.
Javi, pull the trigger. How often do we agree for reviews?
Yeah. Well, it varies. But how often do I agree with Polygon? Not
at all.
Not really very often.
Okay. Oh, Child of Light is on Steam. I'll buy it. Fuck it.
So I'm looking at stuff right now that's coming out. And the thing is, a lot of these are listed as they're just put down December 31st.
Because they don't have a release date yet.
So like Halo, The Division.
Wait, Halo was announced?
What Halo?
There's a new Halo game.
Oh, there's a new Halo that was announced a while ago.
Remember the robot but farted and it blew off the mask?
It's not 5, though. Right.
Oh,
well, they
it just said Halo.
It just said Halo. They don't know.
You're right. Like, it was the one where he was like in the desert.
Teaser.
He was in the desert and had like a robe on, even though he's wearing a fucking full suit of armor.
And it was like, wow, they're trying to go for the Destiny look, even though Destiny is the Division.
I'll go ahead. Oh my god! Spoilers: Halo 5, at least maybe a spinoff, but Halo 5 is not coming out this year.
Kingdom Hearts 3. When is that coming out?
What?
Seriously? Yeah, that was announced for all systems.
That was announced.
Yeah, I know it was announced, but I didn't think it was coming out.
I don't know. These are just things that are all listed for later this year.
Tell us, Ryan.
Don't know.
You should know.
I don't know if they're actually coming out.
Use your connections.
You guys are my connections.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
you got to work on the these things then.
What was the game I just saw and it's not on this list anymore? Where the hell did it go? Oh, what is it? Quantum Break? When the fuck is that coming out?
What the hell is that?
Oh,
that
was that's the TV show game thing that makes no sense.
That's not done until the
That's the one that was what the fuck are they Alan Wake. Alan this Wake. The people that made Alan Wake.
Oh, Jesus. No.
You guys are stupid.
What about
stupid.
That, what
Alan
about
Wake
that
was
Valve?
Awesome.
Or no, not the Valve game. Sorry, the guys that made Left 4 Dead 2.
Evolve.
That one I thought looked cool.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of buzz.
I think that one actually is kind of soon.
When I showed Dylan the trailer for Evolve, I was like, oh, check this out. It's from the guys who made Left 4 Dead. The first thing I hear him say is, that might be the best character design I've ever seen. He looks straight out of Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no, this one, yeah, Evolve has a December 31st, 2014 release date, too, so that, who knows?
Yeah, okay.
Who knows? Dying Light? What's that?
That's the Mirror's Edge Zombie Land. What's
December 31st, 2014. So that's the same shit.
That it looks like. Remember, I think they showed that at the VGXs and it looked fucking horrible.
I don't remember. The VGXs were so far ago.
So far ago.
Starring William H. Macy.
I struck again on accident. With the spoiler train.
Uh-huh.
And Fargo.
Yeah. Yeah, we get into Mumble and Harris said, yeah, I just started Fargo. I think I stopped it and I haven't finished it yet. And then Dylan just says that happens at the end of the movie.
Sounds about right.
Sorry, yeah. It's got a shelf date of about 15 years. I thought he had already seen it.
Mm-hmm. He brought this on himself.
I ain't seen no Fargo.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Really?
High five.
Didn't you say you loved the Coen brothers, though?
No. Never.
No, that was Gabe. Harris.
Oh, that was Harris. Okay.
That seems like a Gabe thing to say.
The Coen
brothers? I thought it was Gabe that said it as well.
No, I like the Big Lebowski. That's the only Coen brothers movie I think I've actually seen from start to finish.
Big Lebowski's pretty baller.
So, yeah. That's my history with the Coen brothers. That's it for news. Cool. That's it for news, guys.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Gabe.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me share it with you, friends.
Uh-huh.
I really feel like we gained from this experience.
We really learned a lot.
So are we gonna do news now? Or what?
So we just did.
Ah, fuck! I wasn't listening.
Where am I?
I missed it.
Questions?
Oops.
We don't have any. Because... Gabe failed us.
That's the end of the episode.
What TV shows are you guys watching that's cool? There's a question.
Who watches TV?
That's
I'm not
a good
watching
answer.
Anything cool.
I have been watching
Season
Deadbeat.
7 of 24.
I've been watching Deadbeat on Hulu. Hulu Plus, like one of their original shows. It's been pretty funny. It's about a guy who smokes a lot of pot and can talk to ghosts.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
Living the dream.
So it's super realistic.
Yes. I've been watching The X-Files.
It's a life simulator.
I've been watching Adventure Time.
The X-Files is better.
I just got my Blu-ray set of the complete collection of Spectacular Spider-Man. And it's
is it
so
spectacular?
Good.
Me and Gabe went on a weird, like, we bought a ton of anime and we haven't watched it yet.
By a ton, you just mean a bootleg fucking version of Eva?
Yeah, but there's a lot.
There's a lot of it. There's a whole ton of it.
But anyways, I've been watching The X-Files.
Oh, I did find out that the Cowboy Bebop Blu-ray, when it comes out, is going to be not $500,
but,
like previously thought. So.
Oh, wow.
Why is anime so expensive when it comes out?
I don't know.
Okay, so Japan prices for anime, it's like crazy high. Like, I don't know why. It just is. It's like $80 for like 3 episodes on Blu-ray.
People are dumb and
the filthy Americans want to enjoy sweet, sweet Japanese cartoons.
Yeah, like let me do it. But some companies do transfer, like, you know, difference in like demand, like supply and demand, that kind of thing. So like the price will be lower, you know, like normal shit. But some companies won't. So it'll be $80 US for a fucking
3-episode disc.
Gross.
Anime sounds like the worst.
It is. 99% of it's shit, don't you know, Dylan?
I do know. That's why I watch the good stuff.
Like, you watch the 1%.
Like, can I say it? Can I say it? Yeah. Oh, you said I want to, because I just like saying "fully coolie." Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know anything about it, but I like saying that.
I'm going to show you one day. I'm going to educate you.
Uh-huh. No, you won't.
I will. Next PAX, Ryan and I are going to have a little.
Ryan, you're going to waste a whole afternoon.
It's like 2 hours.
You can waste a whole afternoon watching "fully coolie."
Yeah. "Fully coolie."
No, you'll probably
cool.
You'll probably watch the first episode and be like, "I don't want to watch this."
Shut up, Gabe. Yeah, I hate everything about you. Gabe, we can't be friends anymore. I'm sorry. Yeah.
"Fully coolie" used to be cool, and then you showed it to me.
It was all smooth until the fucking robot came out of the kid's forehead.
Is that a thing that happens?
Yes, that's a thing that happens.
Why?
I think that's all we can muster, I think.
I think we've gone as far as we can. Yeah. So the farthest you can go for us, dear listener, is to go to GameOverNation.com and check out this episode. And if you're just hearing about us, go check out all our old episodes. Also go to facebook.com/GameOverNation and give us a like, and hit us up on Twitter, because when Gabe remembers to ask for questions, you can post them or send them to @GameOverNation on Twitter. So with that, I think that's all the places you can find us. So, Javi.
All right. Well, you've been listening to episode 126 of Game Over Nation. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you come back next week. We'll have more fun tidbits and toot bats.
And possibly some of your questions.
Yeah.
Nah.
Gabe's not interested in you.
No.
But we are. So we'll make Gabe get interested in you.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Hey, tell your friends about us. And follow the Twitters.
Yes,
believe in your dreams.
And choo-choo!